This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Government shutdown averted. President Biden has signed a congressional measure to keep the government funded for 45 days, but he slammed Republicans for slashing key spending. CBS's Nicole Killian has details.
Stop playing games.
An exasperated President Biden blamed House Republicans for putting the federal government on the verge of a shutdown.
I've never quite seen a Republican Congress or any Congress act like this.
The president urged lawmakers to keep their commitment on aid to Ukraine after it was abruptly dropped from the final package. The stopgap measure only funds federal agencies for 45 days through November 17th and includes $16 billion in relief for communities hit by natural disasters.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's ready for a fight after Florida Republican Matt Gaetz threatened to force a vote in the House this week to remove him.
Matt voted against the most conservative ability to protect our border, secure our border. He's more interested in securing TV interviews than doing something.
McCarthy tells Face the Nation he'll survive. A civil trial to determine damages in a fraud case against former President Trump starts tomorrow in New York. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
The former president is expected to be in the same courtroom as the judge he insulted on social media. His legal team failed to get this trial delayed until next year. Now prosecutors are seeking $250 million in damages in addition to trying to prevent the former president and his sons from running any businesses in New York.
In upstate New York, a massive manhunt's underway for a missing 9-year-old girl who never came back home from riding her bike in a park. Governor Kathy Hochul.
Her parents knew immediately something was up. They called her name. People started searching. People from other campgrounds joined. And 30 minutes later, Charlotte's mother, Tricia, called 911.
Authorities say a passing maneuver caused a deadly truck crash that killed 5 people this weekend in central Illinois. The truck was carrying caustic ammonia at the time, which also forced hundreds to evacuate the area. It's since been cleared up. The Powerball jackpot keeps climbing.
These were some of the numbers.
To number 30. Right after that, America, we have 19.
But no winner last night, which means the estimated jackpot now climbs to $1.04 billion. There have been 30 consecutive drawings without a jackpot winner, dating back to July 19th, when someone in California won $1.08 billion. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Jimmy Carter skipped his usual Sunday church services online today to mark a big milestone, his 99th birthday. The former president was joined by his family in Plains, Georgia. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whenever I hear that promo, I'll get a shout out to Joey. Bad Year. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts for glass, gifts, and vape. Visit IgniteGlassandGifts.com and the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Homebrewed beer, great food, live music. Get all the details right now at FullMileBeerCompany.com. This artist is from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and she's coming to Madison very soon. I'll have all the details about that show after we do a double dip of Jaden James. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah. My body is a vessel for this mind of mine.
Oh yeah.
My body is poetry written on cellulite. If it were running for president, I'd elect it.
And I protect it.
I know you would. Well, my body's pretty good, but there's something that's better. I wanna tell you about it.